Death Trap at Diamond Head Crater. Well, that's the headline. Our reality check this morning has to do with safety and the growing number of visitors. Denby Fawcett, columnist for Honolulu Civil Beat, is on the line with us to talk about the article that she wrote for the online site. Morning, Denby.
Morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this story. I know you're an avid hiker at Diamond Head. You wrote a book about it, but what's this latest concern with the entrance at Diamond Head?
The concern is a concern that's been there always, and that's the crowded tunnel that pedestrians have to enter when they want to go into the crater. And it's just become exacerbated now because so many more people are going into Diamond Head. And for example, this Christmas Day, a record 4,507 pedestrians walked into the crater, and on top of that, another 1,200 vehicles. So this is just like an astounding number they have never seen there before, and it's continuing on in high numbers. They're normally used to 3,000 visitors, which is high already.
Well, I know the last time I was there over the holidays, you know, I drove in to drop my daughter off for the hike, but it just makes me nervous as a driver going through there, you know, much less a pedestrian.
Yes, it's nerve-wracking for the drivers because there are only two narrow lanes, and then for the pedestrian, there's only a path on one side of the tunnel that's only 5 feet wide. So you have two-way pedestrian traffic going on that tiny lane. And when it gets crowded sometimes, pedestrians go out into the traffic lane, which is, you know, horrifically dangerous, but they're so squished and crowded. And this is kind of like a little microcosm of what's happening all over Hawaii with so many tourists coming to places that were never intended for 4,000 and 5,000 tourists coming in a day.
Right, and we are having the discussions now about over-tourism, but your article has a number of pictures, you know, showing how people are just kind of like up with their backs against the wall as these huge, whether they're the trolleys or the large buses come through there. So it is pretty nerve-wracking.
Yes, and that tunnel was built in 1942, and the intention was never for thousands of tourists to be walking through it, as well as these huge tour buses, which weren't even invented then. The tunnel was built by the Army right after the Pearl Harbor attack, and the intent was to build a new battery up on the south side of Diamond Head in case the Japanese came back again. So this is a very historic feature, but its intention was never to be a tourist entryway.
Well, we've heard a lot about the master plan for Diamond Head for such a long time. So where are we at as far as actually getting things moving?
Well, I think their urgency is here now. I think the hugest wake-up call was that Christmas Day horde of people that came in. And in the master plan, there are three phases, but the first and most important phase is to prohibit pedestrians from the Kahala Tunnel, the one way the public goes into Diamond Head now, and move them up to a tunnel, the Kapuhulu Tunnel, which is just up off Makapu Drive. And that's the only other entrance into the crater. And the military, the State Department of Defense, is poised to turn that tunnel over to the state. It no longer needs it. And I think now that it would be in the best interest of everyone if they sped that up. And the governor in his executive budget even has money to make that happen, to help that with the construction that would be needed for that change.
All right. Well, let's hope they move quickly on this. Thanks so much, Denby.
You're welcome, Catherine.
That was columnist Denby Fawcett with today's Reality Check. To read her story, visit civilbeat.org. And we should mention that tonight HPR is taking part in a forum on over-tourism along with Zocalo and the Daniel K. Inouye Institute. That event takes place tonight at the Artistry in Kaka'ako and starts at 6:30 p.m.